Item number four, land transactions. This is a briefing and a public hearing and a decision. So Julie, I'll turn it over to you.
This one is...
How do you handle this today without a dissenting land guy?
Hey, Tammy?
It's done deal. That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay, Chairman, Commissioners, Director, and Deputy. My name is Julie Sandberg. I'm the Real Estate Services Manager. We have a little version control issue here with the PowerPoint, but I'll start talking and hopefully we'll get a version for you. If not, these are short transactions and you should be familiar with at least one of them, so I'm sure you can visualize the image. With me today, I have Bill Richardson with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. You've heard of this before. It's like deja vu all over again. Last month, we brought before you a proposal to utilize some additional grant money and buy additional acreage at Merrill Lake in Cowlitz County. 2 weeks after that commission presentation, we received word from the Recreation and Conservation Office that they were providing some roll-down funding that would enable us to buy an additional 40 acres. So we contacted our partner and said, how would you like to not have to buy as much of the property? We can buy more. So we scrambled and went back to our appraiser to ensure the values were accurate, recreated all of our documents because we were headed for a closing after that November presentation. So Bill is with me here today just to make a few comments about this amazing transaction that's been in the pipeline for a long time. The other weird part is exactly a year ago, in November of 2015, we brought you the very first grant proposal to buy the first portion of Merrill Lake. 2 weeks later, we got roll-down money, and we were before you last December. So here we are again. Do you want to make some comments?
Yeah, so I just wanted to come here today and once again thank the department for the partnership that we enjoy together. And to reinforce with all of you that this is, I truly believe this is a legacy for future generations and adds to the permanent land protection and the public access in the state of Washington. This is really going to be great for not only Washington residents, but I really think this is a jewel of a property, and it's going to be enjoyed by people from across the nation eventually. It's one of those, and I want to thank the RCO and again the department for the partnership we enjoy, and we look forward to being before you again and closing this out completely.
You do have the maps. Thank you, Joe. You have the maps in your presentation. Let's see if this will go okay.
I have to put this back in here.
Okay, we're in business.
Okay, so this is little okay, little nugget.
So again, just to refresh you on the Merrill Lake acquisition, today we're asking for authority to purchase the additional 40 acres at the south end of the ownership, the west side of Merrill Lake. We have purchased the light green portion a year ago. We closed on that. And we came before you last month to request acquisition of the portion outlined in orange. That's the core of the ownership. It's a natural area grant predominantly. The rest of it will be a riparian grant.
Excuse me.
Julie.
So on that map, the very north end of Merrill Lake, is that a private end holding or something, or is that eventually going to be part of the wildlife area?
Merrill Lake is really interesting because it actually fluctuates over 50 feet in elevation through the course of a year. And that's that area that is undefined because it's, okay, sometimes it's inundated, sometimes it's not.
Okay. Thank you.
And again, the purpose for the acquisition is a variety of habitat types, but this 40 acres focused on the riparian area. The second transaction is actually a property management issue in Clallam County. We've been working on a major restoration project just west of Squim in the Dungeness area. We've had a number of partners on this project. We have a National Coastal Wetland Grant to restore some salmonid restoration area. And I don't have a pointer here, but you can see the yellow areas are our ownership. And when you map these according to legal descriptions, you get uplands and you get tidelands. So that's the odd portion that juts out to the north labeled Lower Dungeness. It's part of our wildlife unit. But the important focus is that red rectangle on the left. That's a portion of the Squim Dungeness Way road that the county is vacating. It serves as a dike. The county wants to vacate that as part of the restoration project and remove that dike and open it up to create more of a natural estuarine area. There's a duck hunting private association that owns the property there. The portion of the red rectangle currently is, as I say, a county road right-of-way. They will vacate the road and basically give us back the right-of-way on the east side of that road. The west side of it cannot go into the private ownership on that west side. There's a statute that says if a county road is vacated, any property that abuts saltwater should go to a public entity. So our request to you today, and the reason we're here, is to ask to accept that county road portion that they are vacating to take it into our wildlife area. That's a piece of it. The other portion is we purchased our lands to the south at, again, that yellow, with a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service grant. So now if we're going to give up some right-of-way in the circle, and we just need to expand that right-of-way so the county can do an emergency vehicle turnaround. So we bought the land with the main portion of the road intact. We're asking to give kind of the wings of the road, make it a little wider for an emergency turnaround. That would be a little exchange with the county. And we would also be giving them some of the red triangle in the other portion of our wildlife area so they can recreate a road. So they're removing the road on the west side, removing that dike, removing a bridge, and they will eventually put in a new road, that yellow portion, and have to put in a new little bridge. So we're doing a little right-of-way exchange and also accepting a portion of the county road vacation. So this is one of the smaller acquisitions I will bring to you. It's a tenth of a mile road vacation.
Yes. To be clear, there's no money changing hands in the Clallam County. Yeah.
No, and actually we're reducing our the right-of-way footprint on our property through this exchange. That completes our transactions. I would be glad to answer questions.
Mr. Thumber?
If there are no questions, move to approve the acceptance of items 1 and 2 as presented.
Motion's been made. We have a second.
Second.
Mr. Keeney, second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Our partners with Rocky Mountain Elk, always appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a, I don't have a specific question, but since Commissioner Holzmiller is not here, I just want to say that, I mean, I understand the desire and the need for Washington to, for the department to acquire these public lands, but and I think we're very fortunate to have a partner like
like you, and but the nevertheless, this does come at a cost to Washington, and maybe Jill can help me answer the question, or cost to the department, and that is the cost of keeping up these properties, maintaining these properties. And my understanding is that money for most of the properties comes from the general fund. Is that, or is it, maybe you could clarify that.
Well, it's a variety of sources for our maintenance funding across the state, and I don't know the specifics in terms of the amount for this latest acquisition. I'm sure Julie does, but you know, we estimate that as we as we put these out there, so there's transparency about those costs.
But. Okay. Well, I guess my at some point, I mean, there is costs, not just acquisition costs, but maintenance costs. And I guess it's fair to say that some of those, maybe not for all properties, but some do come from the general fund. And is that?
I don't think.
Some of our revenues for maintenance come from the general fund. Some of them are from what's called program revenue. If we have any kind of leases or revenue coming off the property, we put that back in. Some of our properties have been purchased with BPA mitigation funds, and they channel funding back to us through an agreement to help with the maintenance.
Okay.
So each wildlife area has quite a mix of funding.
Well, and let me just say the reason I'm bringing it up is because in talking with folks, for example, about the fee increase, okay, there is at least the perception, and we all know that many times perception is reality, there is a perception among the regulated community, particularly when you're asking for higher fees, it's, well, wait a second, you know, where we're going out and we're acquiring all these properties, and that at least the maintenance cost of these properties is the responsibility of the state. And so I just say that because that's what I'm hearing in people that are questioning fee increases. And I think the department director, and I think we need to do a if these monies are not coming from the general fund that go to fund that are used to manage commercial fisheries or hatcheries, that message needs to be conveyed, and it needs to be conveyed more clearly. And so I bring that up now.
Well, since I was thinking about this just yesterday, I need to follow up. I do a lot of work on one of our wildlife areas that is supported by BPA mitigation funding. You know, we've complexed now our wildlife areas. And in this complex is a small wildlife area that's completely for watchable wildlife. It's not used for any other purpose. It's a very important migratory stopover for both shorebirds and waterfowl, also waterfowl and shorebird breeding during the summer. And it's a wonderful resource close to Spokane. There really isn't any sort of maintenance and operations support for that particular portion of that wildlife area complex. And so there's a lot of manipulation that goes on to sort of transfer some of the operation and maintenance funds. And I was just thinking, because we've been hearing from some of our non-consumptive constituents that we don't put enough into our non-game species, and it is general funds that we look to, and as has been pointed out in testimony this morning, it is the largest group of wildlife consumers these days, the non-consumptive group. And that's the group we need to reach out to help understand that, yes, this is for everybody's enjoyment in the state, and it does deserve support from our general funds when they're available. And so I agree. I mean, I think we really need to be marketing this in a way that people understand the value of these lands to all stakeholders in Washington.
Yeah, thank you for that. And Mr. Chairman, Commissioners,
Also, when you get into hatchery funding, yes, there's definitely general funds that go to hatchery maintenance and support. So it is a variety of funds, and we've done some interesting things in Washington with Bonneville Power to actually use Bonneville funds to enhance property we already own in order to fill mitigation debts. So it would be an interesting topic, I think, for the commission to understand how we do O&M across our different properties and also in our hatchery system, because it's pretty complicated and lots of funds. It would be an interesting topic for a future meeting.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
I would like to add that, and I do appreciate your comments. We do stand behind our work as well. We have our project advisory committee, and through that process, the DFW is represented on that committee. We fund habitat enhancements throughout the state of Washington. A large portion of those enhancement funds go to WDFW wildlife areas, and I think over the last 10 years, we've been putting an average of about $250,000 a year on the ground directly from the Elk Foundation. That's matched at least one-to-one for enhancements of our public lands. So I wanted to point that out, that not only are we an advocate for public access, but we stand behind that with improving that access as well.
Appreciate hearing that. Okay. Thank you, Julie.